Om Shanti. This is the Avyakt Murli of the 6th of July, 1969. The title is Avyakt Bap Dada's Elevated Versions for the Teachers. Avyakt Bap Dada's Elevated Versions for the Teachers. Bap Dada says, "In whose remembrance were you all sitting? Was it the remembrance of one or two? Those who were in the remembrance of one, raise your hand. And those who were in the remembrance of two, also raise your hand. Who were the two? Are they the residents of the subtle region or the corporeal region? All of you are teachers, are you not? When students come to you, what destination do you show them? What teachings do you give to everyone? You teachers reveal your teacher, do you not? The way in which you give sustenance and show the destination to the students will reveal your teacher. If you give a student the destination of the subtle region, how will he reach there if he hasn't even seen the way? Which address do you give first? What do you explain at the museums? What introduction do you give to the students? Which path and what destination do you show them? Teachers should speak in a yukti-yukt manner. You are not little children. Little children need to be taught things from the beginning. You have now learnt all of this. You have taken sustenance and have now come to take an exam. You study and take an exam at the same time. You do both tasks simultaneously. The father became a resident of the subtle region, and so all of you also have to become residents of the subtle region. In which world was he when he became a resident of the subtle region? Where do you have to become that?" So someone said, "In the corporeal world." Then Bap Dada says, "The world is round, and the entire tree is within the world. But the destination of the world is the confluence age. Thanks is given to the confluence because it is this that has made all of you reach here. What will happen if you forget your destination? You will also forget the one who shows you the destination. Remember your destination very well and also imbibe the teachings that you have received from Bap Dada. With this dharana, you will remain patient and introverted. You will develop patience, and with that, you will be able to finish the iron-aged kingdom of Ravan. So now, as well as this being the time to study, it is also the time to take the exams. This is the first thing. Secondly, look carefully at the actions that you have performed for so long while you have been receiving sustenance from Bap Dada's lap. Some have even kept those actions hidden from Bap Dada because of shame. It is not that they have recognized the father and put everything in front of him. No, those who have made such mistakes, not deliberately from their hearts, but sometimes it happened due to carelessness, have to write their life story. This is the final time. The accounts of 84 births are settled here. You use the words with honesty and cleanliness, but what is the difference between honesty and cleanliness? You have not understood the meaning of this accurately. Now you must go into the depth of it and write about everything. Bap Dada has come from the subtle region to serve the children and to cleanse them. Baba does service. Baba is your server from the beginning to the end. He is ever ready to do service. Baba has so much intoxication that his children are crowned with peacock feathers and are the stars of his eyes. He is preparing you to make you the residents of heaven, the heaven that is now being established. Children think they will become Lakshmi or Narayan, and yet whilst keeping such a high aim, they still continue to make mistakes. Therefore, Bap Dada has come to serve you. Your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. There is no more time remaining. The time has come very close. You Shaktis, the lionesses, have to prepare your arms. Only then will you be able to battle with your enemy. If you do not have faith in yourself, and you do not have Bap Dada's full introduction, you will neither be able to become the Shakti army, nor will you be able to adopt the ornaments of being a Shakti. If you have instilled Shakti into yourself, then those who are yet to come will be able to find their destination and be able to join the Shakti army. In order to make yourself into real jewelry, you have to remove all weaknesses and become clean. How many types of gold are there? Some is 9 carat, some is 12 carat, but that which is pure is pure. The word carat should be removed. You have to correct yourself. You have been given time for correction. Pay full attention to this aspect. Even if someone is violent against you, you will not renounce your religion. Which religion? Which life? Do you know? Once you have made a promise to the Father, once you have given your hand to the Father, you must not then renounce your religion. A wife who is faithful to her husband remains very firm in her religion. You are the true Lakshmis and Sitas. What is the aim of those who are going to be Mahalakshmi? If you have moved away from your aim, take a jump and stabilize yourself in it once again. In order to serve you, Bap Dada has become the server and is giving you teachings. He is not giving you orders, but is giving you teachings because as well as the Father, he is also the teacher and the Satguru. It would not be right if he gave orders to the children and they did not accept them. This is why he gives teachings instead. Today, the foundation is being laid. A tilak is applied to little children. They have to be shown the way. That is, they have to be shown what has to be done and how it has to be done. All of you have now found the way. Therefore, you have become instruments to show the path to others. If there is something wrong on that path, if there are any ifs or buts, you have to remove them. If you do not remove them now, then consider the power the Shaktis have received to be finished. Bap Dada is seeing this in some cases, and this is why all of you have been called to unite all your hearts and to accurately show the path. All of you must be very happy. When small children are taken to a function, they experience a great deal of happiness. They think, we will go there and wear new clothes. What new clothes and decorations do all of you have to put on? On the one hand, you have to be a server. To be a server means to uplift impure souls. Continue to do that service constantly. How are all of you going to uplift the souls that are yet to come? How will you remove the obstacles? If the arrow is filled with power, it will hit the target in one shot. That soul will be uplifted. Whom will the little Kumaris uplift? What mountain have you lifted? Who are the instruments to lift the mountain? The gopis and gopis, those who have love for God. You are a gopi only when you complete a task. You can only lift a mountain when you complete a task. You can only lift a mountain when you have that much power. So Baba has come to enlighten you about all these aspects. Bap Dada has already given you a tilak once. Is it a red tilak or a sandalwood tilak. A red tilak is for the beauty of the face, and a sandalwood tilak is for the beauty of the soul. You must not wear jewelry for the beauty of the face. You must not wear beautiful clothes just to show the world. But internally, you have to decorate yourself in such a way. You have to wear jewelry that is accepted by the people and also by yourself. To please people is to be extroverted, and to please the self is to be introverted. So you have to decorate yourself whilst being introverted. You may give a lecture to please people, and you do please them. However, there is beauty in that lecture only when the essence of it penetrates the sense organs. The divine virtues are revealed through actions. Classes on divine virtues are given so that you can decorate yourself. You have to pass through the confluence age being fully decorated. First, you have to decorate yourself at the confluence age and then return home. Where do you have to go from there? To your in-law's home. When a Kumari goes to her in-law's home, if she is not educated and clever, her in-laws say that she doesn't have any sense of walking, sitting, or moving around, etc. You now have to go to your in-law's home. Baba is not looking at each step that you take. Instead, he's looking at all your sense organs. The word step, kadam, is gross, and it rhymes with multi-millions, padam. That is for your own benefit. You have to decorate your physical senses. You have to return home wearing your jewelry. To whom have you come to be decorated? You have come to Bap Dada's home, which is also your home. Who is decorating you? When someone gets engaged, one person makes the jewelry and someone else puts it on the person for whom it is intended. The expenses are paid by those whose daughter-in-law she is. Those who take her away, decorate her. So now, you have to return fully decorated. Do you understand? You are sensible and clever teachers anyway. Now you teachers have to make effort and become experts. Then when you open centers, you must show others the golden aged world through your drishti. That will only happen when you have worn your jewelry very well. If any of your jewelry falls off due to carelessness, there will be a loss and the beauty of the decoration will also finish. Therefore, you must not finish the beauty or remove the jewelry. It is not a big thing. You will be able to understand it easily if you consider it to be a little thing. If you say the knowledge is very high, no one will come. If you say that there can be attainment of Jivan Mukti in 7 days, then all will come to claim a lottery. Everyone puts something into a lottery, and when someone wins something, it is considered to be his fortune. They like to take a chance to see whose fortune opens. Some receive a huge lottery, and others receive a small lottery. The paper will be given at the end, and there will be 3 numbers given. Whatever effort each of you makes, accordingly, you will claim a number. It is in your own hands to create your fortune, so now don't wait for a lottery. Continue to make effort. You may have a complete aim for yoga, but only those who are free from waste thoughts are considered to be true yogis. You have to imbibe the same. Acha, you have received many treasures. Now accumulate all of them and continue to chew the cud like a cow. All of you are cows as well as gopis. The task of how to lift the mountain and how to become a cow and chew the cud has to be performed in this bhatti. You have to adopt many forms and perform many tasks. As is the effort you make, so is your result. What is the method to attain the perfect stage? What is your aim? You have to know that. If you have found the method, you will be able to reach your aim. Only a jeweler can recognize the value of the jewelry. If it isn't sparkling, who will buy it? When all of you are fully decorated, buyers will also emerge. Then you will run out of jewelry. Then you will become residents of the subtle region. Om Shanti.